Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick is a member of our great member of our Brain Trust, columnist for Yahoo Finance. He's the author of the outstanding book, Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. He's our good friend Rick Newman. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. You wrote a very interesting piece recently called The Five Problems Obama Won't Mention While Taking Credit for Economic Recovery. And one of them, the first one, is something that I wanted to talk about this segment, because it's something that more and more people are talking about. And you call it the underclass, but that's actually a pretty broad topic. It's not just the underclass. It's what's happening in the middle of the economy. Go ahead. And what do you, when you talk about the American underclass is swelling, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'll go for a loose definition of the underclass as people whose lives are simply not getting better and whose living standards are probably falling.
Could be part of middle class, could be the lower income folks. It could be a lot. That's what I meant by a broad definition.
Yeah, and we know that the job, a lot of the jobs that disappeared during the recession have not come back. They're not likely to come back. I mean, if they're not back 5 years after the recession ended,
right.
4 years technically, I guess. I mean, they're not coming back. And we've got a lot of people who have skills that were appropriate for an economy that no longer exists. They don't really know what to do. The percentage of the adult population that's working has been going down. It's close to record levels. And we've got a lot of long-term unemployed people who may never end up going back to work. So that's the swelling underclass I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's an easy solution to this problem. I mean, this is a big problem that has a lot of causes. It's not easy to say there's, simply one thing, some policy mistake or something that caused it. There's a lot going on, and it's a very difficult problem to address.
A lot of the issues are not Obama's fault, not the Republicans or necessarily the Democrats' fault. Some of it is just the way things are. But I agree with you. When you throw in all the different things, you've got the basic unemployed, you got the chronically unemployed, you got the unemployed and disabled group now, you got people who are trying to trying to earn a living and they can't quite find enough jobs, but then there are policy things though, Rick, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, that have contributed to some of this. I mean, Obamacare has contributed to some of this, the increased hiring of part timers. But you also have to look at technology too, don't you? I mean, look at the way the jobs, the requirements for workers have changed in the last 20 years in the direction of technology. And if you're an analog factory worker, then the marketplace needs digital workers today, don't they?
I think that's it. I think that the two big changes here are technology, as you point out, and globalization also, which is the ability of mostly big companies, but not even smaller companies, to hire people anywhere in the world they want to. And, of course, they go where the costs are lowest. This is an old story. There's nothing new about it. But I think we're only about halfway through this phase we're going through,
mm-hmm.
which I think has been underway for 20 years.
It has
and
been.
We have not yet adjusted to it. And when you talk about things like the disability roles going up, I mean, for better or worse, we have a large entitlement society that, for the time being, has given some people sort of a place to hide. We just can't afford that for much longer.
We can't. It's not an indefinite solution.
That's right, and it's not the kind of thing that will actually rejuvenate the economy. It's just, disability, unemployment benefits, and things like this. this just gives these things are all were always meant to be temporary and relatively small,
right?
And they're not temporary anymore, and they're not small.
And that's something that we can attribute to Obama, because this is something he promotes that instead of promoting it, instead of using it as a crutch, temporary support. He's been pretty much promoting it. But you're right. One thing I want to say is you're right about how long this has been going on, because if you remember, we were talking about a jobless recovery back in 2003.
And we were talking about it in 1992.
Yep. No, you're right.
And what's happened, Jim, is if you look at the pattern is very clear by now. It was not clear in 2003, but
right.
Every jobless recovery has become worse.
That's exactly right. And now there's not many places to go if you don't have the skills. We're going to come back and talk about other things that are going on in the economy right now that everybody's not telling you about, except me and Rick. 20 till. Rick Newman and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.